So we saw yesterday, if we could run things in the reverse order. Yesterday we came across the Yesod and saw one Nafka Mina. Yesterday we came across the Yesod, the Rambam, the Hagdara of Tefillah. Hagdara is a definition. Hagdara of Tefillah as not an Amira. The essential act of tefillah is not saying certain words. This is not Kriyat Shema, it's not Birkas Hamazon, it's not a mitzvah to say a text. That's what we do when we daven. That's the method, but the Hagdara of tefillah is Amida L'fnei Hashem. And one Nafka Mina in that, Nafka Mina number one, was that's why Kavanas Amida L'fnei Hashem is ma'akeves b'chal tefila. Because the definition of tefila is amidah l'fnei Hashem, so if you're done with that kavana, you're going to be a misasik. I mentioned, just to touch again on a side point, but a rich, enormous sugya in its own right, here a side point, but kedai to notice, Reb Chaim is willing to apply misasek to a mitzvah. In Gemara talks about misasek in the context of an avera, as we spoke about yesterday. Right, a Jew is machal Shabbos, but misasek. He did some avera, didn't realize what he was doing. Gemara talks about other cases. How about if you're misasek by eating machal sasuras, you didn't realize what you were eating? Is that the same? Is that not the same? Or is it maybe it's different? Gemara talks about misasek in the context of isurim. Reb Chaim is applying misasek in the context of a mitzvah. Not that I don't get an onesh for the avera, but that I wasn't mekayim the mitzvah. And that, I mentioned yesterday, there are two different ways of looking at misasek, and that's a sugya in its own right. Rikiv Eger, Nesivus and the Chavis Das, is misasek just even lower than shogei? Like, you don't even need kapar, like, you just putter from an onesh? Or is misasek more fundamentally, I didn't do it? So the maisa no longer relates to me. So, and I mentioned yesterday in passing that that's the machlokas Rashi and Tosus, I think, beginning of the second paragraph of Brachas, about the same type of issue. Is there a misasek by Kriyashma? Reb Chaim talks about tefillah, Rashi and Tosus talk about Kriyashma, because if you just think misasek is a patur from an onesh, then that's not going to be relevant to mitzvos. To say that misasek, not only are you putter from the Avera, but you weren't mekayim the mitzvah, that's to say misasek in a very fundamental way. The misasek isn't just a patur onesh, it's that's not my action. If I wasn't aware of what I'm doing, that's not my action. L'hakel l'achmer. L'hakel, I did an Avera, but it doesn't relate to me, so of course I'm putter from an onesh. If I did a mitzvah, it doesn't relate to me, I was not mekayim anything. That's again, just a tip of the hat to that sugya, to follow up, something to follow up. But again, our core, the core you sowed is the Hagdara of Tefillah, and we saw so far one Nafka Mina. Before we go into more Nafka Minas, it's worth thinking about where this comes from. Where this comes from, you can probably find in another Rambam, Lishitaso. Because as you saw, there is a Machlokas Rambam, one of the very famous, there are a number of Machlokas in Rambam, Ramban in terms of counting mitzvos. Rambam wrote his, as we discussed the other day, he wrote it before he wrote the Mishnah Torah, he wrote the 75 mitzvahs. He put together what are the 613 mitzvahs. And the Ramban wrote a running commentary on that, where he often will disagree. Rambam counted this, he shouldn't have counted that, he should have counted these separately, should have lumped them together, and so on and so forth. So there are many machlokes, but some of them are particularly famous. One famous one is whether Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah or not. One famous one is whether Birkas HaTorah is a mitzvah or not. And yet another one is tefillah. Is Rambam counts tefillah, not tevilah, tefillah, what we're talking about, l'hispalel, as we saw, as a mitzvah d'oraisa. You saw the Rambam, the opening of Hilchos Tefillah, Rambam writes, is a mitzvah d'oraisa to daven once a day, every day. Rambam says exactly what you said, the specific text of Shmona Esrei, that's only drabbanah. Davening more than once a day, that's only drabbanah. Particular time of the day, morning, afternoon, night, shkia, 4 hours, v'chule, that's all drabbanah. But the notion that you have to be mispalel, that Kadosh Baruch Hu once a day, every day, that's a mitzvah d'oraisa. There are a number of mitzvahs d'oraisa that have that default timing of once a day, every day. Yeah, they're like tefillin as well. As the Rambam writes, as you saw, the opening lines of Hilchas Tefillah, he says, the mitzvah saseh lehispal b'chol yom, mitzvah d'oraisa. Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. The Ramban very famously disagrees. Ramban says no such thing. Both the Rambam and the Ramban agree that to another mitzvah, in Hilchas Tad, this is in Hilchas Tefillah, in Hilchas Tanios, the Rambam counts a mitzvah of crying out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'es Tzara, Tefillah Be'es Tzara, or as he calls there, Za'aka. Screaming to Rabbi Shalom, Be'es Tzara. Parshas Balozva talks about blowing the Chatzotros. The Rambam sees that as part of a larger mitzvah of Tefillah. So the Rambam counts two mitzvahs, d'oraisa, of tefillah. Tefillah b'chol yom, and special tefillah, ze'aka be'es tzara. The Ramban says, no. I agree with you that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to daven be'es tzara, but that's the only mitzvah d'oraisa. The Ramban disagrees with the Rambam in terms of our mitzvah. Where the Rambam says, tefillah b'chol yom is a mitzvah d'oraisa, the Ramban says, absolutely not. Tefillah b'chayim, not just three times a day is drabbanim, even one time a day, purely drabbanim. The Eis Tzara, Rabban says, then you have to daven, minat Torah. But on just a regular day, you're not in crisis mode, Kali Yisrael is not in crisis mode. The Rambam says, you're still mechayim, minat Torah, to daven every day. Rabban says, no. As Reb Chaim pointed out, obviously everyone agrees that tefillah is a concept, minat Torah. See throughout the Tanakh. People daven. Davening exists as an institution. Min HaTorah. It's not that davening doesn't exist in the Torah, it only exists in the Drabana. Clearly, davening is a reality. But the question is it an obligation? The Ramban says, of course, davening is always meaningful, but the Ramban says, davening is only obligatory based tzara. While the Rambam says, no, there is a mitzvah of davening based tzara, but there's also a separate obligation, mitzvah, remember, mitzvah does not mean gedi, mitzvah means a tzivoy, you're expected and obligated, you're mechuyev, to daven, even if life is pretty smooth right now, you're in a smooth patch, Baruch Hashem, you have a chiyev, Rambam says, to daven once a day, every day. Everyone agrees, in midrash banan, you have to daven three times a day, but the question is, but min ha-Torah, do you have any chiyev to daven every day or not? So that's a machlokas, Rambam and Ramban. What's the Rambam's mocker? What's Chiyav D'Oraisa? Where's the Pasuk? Tefillah Be'ez Tzara, we said it. Pasuk in Parshas Bahaloscha, the Harayos and Bechatzotras. Where's the Pasuk? Where is it saying Chumash Yet Tzadavim on a regular basis? You know what I'm saying? Take a peek. Cheek. What's the Rambam saying? Ah! Avat is Hashem Elokeichem! To be over Hashem! To be over Hashem! La'avda b'chol avavchem! La'avda b'chol avavchem! You say that pasuk often, right? You say that that's in Vayim Shamah. La'avda b'chol avavchem. So the Gemara, it says, Rava says, and he's quoting the Gemara. Amru Chachamim. Where's Amru Chachamim? The Gemara, the first Amud of Maseches Tanis. The Tanis that base, the Gemara says, well, Izomi Avodah Shabalei. He quotes a sifrei. Medrash Halacha and Bad Medrash Varim. The Gemara says, wait until you open Hashem. We say the pasuk all the time, but we should stop and think. How do you worship Hashem with your heart, with your mind? Yaakov Kamenetsky writes in Peter Shachumash, Endless Yaakov, he says, he thinks the word lay in biblical Hebrew means not only the heart, but the brain as well. Okay. Your heart and mind. So, the Gemara says, well, the Tanakh says, well, how do you worship Hashem? Usually, avodah means you're giving something to Hashem. You're giving a carbon. Like, use your hands for a carbon. How do you worship Hashem? You bring a carbon with your brain. How do you bring a carbon with your heart? It's not possible. Unless you're telekinesis. Like, well, what is it? How do you bring carbon with your... Why is the operative organ, the lave? So that's what the Gemara says. There must be another meaning for avodah. Avodah can be avodah ha-karbanos. You're actually doing something physical, visceral, with your hands. And there's also another type of avodah, which is... Ezoi avodah shabalev. Have yomer zut tefillah. That's what the Gemara in Maseches Tanis says. Oh, it must be. We're talking here about tefillah. And the Rambam says, that's the real drasha gemur min ha-Torah. That, now he drops your quiz, shot in the pasuk, that's a mitzvah d'oraisa. And the Ramban has a lengthy halsaga. where he writes, he disagrees with the Rambam. He says, with all due respect, that's not pshat in the pasuk. That's not even a drasha d'oraisa. That's an asmachta. He says, davening is only on a regular basis is only a chiyuvi rabbanon. That's not a real drasha. It's not a drasha that the real drasha that generates a din d'oraisa. It's just an asmachta. It's a hint to what's a din which is only a chiyuvi rabbanon. The Ramban is a different approach to the pasuk, which we will see Mitchum tomorrow morning in Mesilas Yesharim. And it is, I think, the first of several Rambans that we'll find quoted by the Ramchal in Mesilas Yesharim. Tomorrow Mitchum will get to the fourth of the five elements in the Hakdama, the Pesukim in Ekev, is Avod B'chol Leiv. And the definition Ramban that Mesilas Yesharim has for Avod B'chol Leiv is strikingly similar to what the Ramban writes in his attack on the Rambam. He says, Pashup Shana Avodas Hashem Belev doesn't mean Tfilah means, we'll see tomorrow, wholehearted. The way you do mitzvahs in general, with heart. To do mitzvahs with heart. But the Rambam says, no. The Gemara's interpretation, that Pshuto Shal Mikra. Avodah Belev means Tfilah. Because the lev is not the organ of bringing karbanos, the hands are. Now at this point, you have been trained as aspiring Lamdanim to ask, how does the answer the question? So you obviously already asked yourselves, one second. The kasha was, how do I do avodah with my heart? I don't bring karbanos with my heart, I bring karbanos with my hands. The Gemara quoted a medrash that said, what's the answer? A zoe avodah shebe lev. What sort of avodah requires the lev? Tefillah. And the Rambam quotes that, that's mamish pshat and pasuk, mitzvah d'oraisa. You should be asking, kishem that, of course your heart is involved in a carbon, machshav is very important in a carbon, but the primary operative organ of a carbon is the hands. And what's the primary operative organ of tefillah? The mouth. Why is that avodah shebe lev any more than a carbon is? I mean, you have machshavas while you're using your hands to do avodah shekarbon. So you have machshavas while you use your mouth to do avodah tefillah. Why? How does the answer the question? Why is tefillah avodah shebe lev any more than a karban is? It's tamua. Once you stop and think about it, we take it for we've heard that before. What does it mean? Now that we learned the Rambam Parak Daled, you tell me what it means. What's the answer? The answer is the maisa of avos hakarbon is the shechita of the halacha dealing with the blood and guts of the carbon. Of course, machshava is important, but the maisa avoda is what you're doing with your hands. But this is Rambam l'shitaso. This is Rambam l'shitaso. That's what I think his makar. Reb Chaim doesn't say this, but I think his makar is the Gemara in Tainis, which we know Rambam took as a real drasha Gemara d'Oraisa. Avoda b'shevet v'tfilah. What about shevlei v'tfilah? I thought avoda tefillah is avoda shevet peh. So apparently it's not the case. Apparently the etzem ma'isa tefillah is the awareness of being omed l'tnei Hashem. If tefillah is the amid l'tnei Hashem, what do you do when you're doing that? You talk. But the essential act of tefillah, the makar, where this all comes from, tiny stuff base, quoted by the Rambam, is that avoda shevet lev. Tainis Beis Rav quotes a medrash, which a Rambam takes as a dispositive drasha gemura min haTorah, but that's a definition. And by the way, where better to find the definition than in Perek Aleph Aleph? It's all very consistent. And then once you see, wow, okay, so the Tanoim looked at the pasuk in Chumash and said, there's something called avodah b'lev. That's apparently tefillah. That tells me a lot about how the Tanoim understands tefillah. That's primarily internal work. And the words are just the expression in a way that's not the case by a carbon, even though by a carbon kavod is also very important. Oh, okay. So then you have Perek Daled, this is Aleph Aleph is a makar. And then the actual definition begins to come in Daled Tazayin. One Afghanina wasn't Dalad Tazvav. Right, Rambam Perak Dalad Perak Alpalachal, Rambam Perak Dalad Lachatazayin, Rambam Perak Dalad Lachatazvav, where he says, Kavana, this type of Kavana, right, is ma'akim, the whole davin, as opposed to in Yud Aleph, in Paragil Aleph, where he said the other type of kavan is only ma'akim, it's ideal, but only ma'akim in the what's it called? Only ma'akev in the first brach. Then I think there are another four nafkeminas that we could line up as well in this hagdara. Once that's the definition of tefillah, this is a pretty broad, profound redefinition. You would expect to find a lot of nafkeminas, and I believe that we will. We're going to find nafkemina two, three, four, and five. So, the beginning of the fifth parak, let's get to work. The beginning of the fifth parak, Mishnah says, you have to have kavana when you daven, you have to prepare to have kavana when you daven, Mishnah daflam and beiz, afilu ha-melech shol v'shlomo, Mishnah lamen and beiz, the king comes over to say hello, lo yishivena, he can't respond, nachash karach alakeva, there's a snake wrapped around my ankle. That's pretty frightening. Lo yafsek. Keep going. So, the Gemara says, let's just be clear. Davin Shmar Esrei Bechavana is very important. It is not, however, Yehoreg Val Yavar. Pikuach Nefesh is Doche Shmar Esrei. That's what the Gemara begins to say on Daf Lamed Beis, on Beis, Daf Lamed Gimel, Mad Aleph. The Gemara says, if there's a Jewish king, the Mishnah means a Jewish king who might be insulted, it's a little funny, but he'll understand you, Davin Shmar Esrei, you're not in mortal danger if you don't respond. The Gemara says, if you deal with Malchei Umas HaOlam, where if you don't respond, he may take this as an affront, and you might have your head handed to you. And if not speaking Mil Shmar Esrei is Pikuach Nefesh, so of course, Pikuach Nefesh is Doche Shmar Esrei. Of course, then you are supposed to talk Mil Shmar Esrei to save someone's life. Well, let's take a more common example. A fellow is a first responder. He's an EMT. He's on Hatzalah, he's on local EMT. Mada, BVAC, whatever it is. Right? I know, even if I'm not a pro, I'm trained in CPR. I'm Mil Shmar Esrei. The fellow next to me collapses. So, of course, I stop Mil Shmar Esrei and he saved his life. I'm Pasha. Pikuach Nefesh is Doche Shmar Esrei. Whether it's saving my life, so that this melech doesn't kill me because I'm not responding, or saving someone else's life. That's pretty self-evident. That's pretty self-evident. The same is true for the snake. If it's not a dangerous snake, not a toxic snake, it's just uncomfortable. It feels a little weird. I have a garter snake wrapped around my ankle. Okay. I have to try to be mezgaber. The right thing to do is to be mezgaber and ignore it. But if there's a copperhead or rattlesnake wrapped around my ankle, I should do something about it right now before I get a bite of toxic venom. So Tosfos, and Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, the one Tosfos, has a whole discussion about, okay, so let's say you had the right to, there was a poisonous scorpion scurrying across the floor, and you ran away, correctly, because you didn't want to be in danger. That was the right thing to do. Baruch Hashem, you ran away, you saved your life. That's what you're supposed to do. And now you take a deep breath, you calm down, that was pretty frightening. Okay? You're in a safe place now, you take a couple deep breaths, and now you're ready to what? To resume Shmon Esrei? To begin again? That's what Tosis talks about, right? And now, you're mafsik. You walked away, you stopped for a little period of time. The Tosis is a whole handle. Tosa says, you left off middle of bracha, you got to repeat that bracha, but you don't have to repeat the whole Shmon Esrei. You're in the middle of Rifaenu, and then you notice the scorpion, so you killed the scorpion, you ran away, and whatever you do, whatever you had to do to make sure that you and the other people around you are safe, and now that you're in a position of safety, you're going to resume. Tosa says, resume, don't start again, pick up from Rifaenu. Left off middle of bracha, start from the beginning of Rifaenu, but don't repeat the whole Shmar Esrei. The Beis Yosef thinks, and that's commonly accepted among most Rishonim, that if a person was posek, you made a hefsek, you stopped the Shmar Esrei for for pikuach nefesh, so then when you're done, you just pick up with the bracha that you're up to. Does anyone disagree with that? Does anyone think that no, you stopped in the Shemana Esrei, now you have to start from the beginning again, that apostles your whole Shemana Esrei? Who says that? Many Darius. You sure? Oh, so Lechora, now the Beis Yosef agrees with Dovid. Because the Beis Yosef says, we have this Rebbeinu Gershom, take a look at this out of the packet, from the last page. Beis Yosef in Siman Kuf Dalin, corresponds to Siman Hei. The Beis Yosef, quotes, there is this Rebbeinu Gershom Bar Shlomo, quoted by Abu Dram. Abu Dram is a Rishon who wrote a Sefer Atfilo. Abu Dram quotes Rebbeinu Gershom, who said, if a guy in the middle of Shemana Esrei, Rachmal Islam, hard to imagine. He starts chit-chatting in the middle of Shemana Esrei. And when you read this Rebbeinu Gershom, at first it sounds like, and he says, if you're Sach Nisha Lefaneinu, Rebbeinu Gershom wrote that we were asked the following question, in Sach Betfilo, in Tzorach Lach Zerim Lav. A guy was schmoozing in the middle of tefillah. So at first you think it must mean like, I don't know, like a middle of Pesukah de Zimra, middle of Chazaras HaShas, the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, all of which are forbidden, but we've heard of. But then you realize, when he uses the word tefillah, he means it in its original sense. A guy was in the middle of Shmona Esrei. In the middle of Shmona Esrei, I turned to, and not that like I rushed so I could talk to someone. In the middle of Shmona Esrei, in the middle of Yerushalayim Yircha, I said, by the way, so did they clinch yet or not? Like, you'll feel mind? Your own Shmona, not the Chazan Esrei. Bad enough, the Chazan Esrei is also your Shmona Esrei. Because he's the delegate to daven on behalf of the entire Tzibur. Mamish, you're saying your own private Shmona Esrei. In the middle of Yerushalayim Yircha, you start talking about the Yankees and the angels. So, Sach. You just continue where you're up to, or do you have to go back? And how far do you go back? Do you just go back to the Gimer Shalim Yircha? Or do you go back to the Gimer Shalim Yircha? What does the Rebbeinu Gershom say? Back to the Gimer Shalim Yircha. He says, your Shalim Yircha is deflated. It is gone. Start again. Right? The first end of the first paragraph. He writes, the Heishavnu, and we responded right to Rebbeinu Gershom. The Beis Yosef is quoting the Abu Dram, quoting Rebbeinu Gershom. Rebbeinu Gershom said, we responded, Tzarech lachzor l'rosh. You gotta go back to the beginning. Then the Beis Yosef, there's one other Rishon who says that, Ravid says that. But the Beis Yosef says, the Chinkos of Aruch Haschaim, Hashem, Ravid, Aruch Haschaim also quotes that name of the Ravid. You gotta go back to the beginning. How do we pass it? Shmooze in the middle of Daesh when I say, come on, the slide, then I catch myself, or I finish the conversation, as the case may be. So now what? I go back to the beginning, and we talk, Masha Kasafdi. He says, well, based on what I wrote earlier, he quoted Tosus earlier, Yisba'er She'ein Das HaPoskim Kei. It's clear, I quoted before Tosus, and many of you shall agree with Tosus. That's not true. You don't go back to the beginning, you just go back to the bracha you're up to. So that's exactly what Dovid said. Not everyone agrees with Tosus. The Rebbeinu Gershom disagrees. And the Beis Yosef says, that's very nice. And Machlok is Tosus, he didn't line that before, more Tosus in the Rosh. And this one, that one, a whole slew of Rishonim on the side of Tosus. They just go back to the bracha you're in the middle of. Against Rebbeinu Gershom. Okay, Rebbeinu Gershom is going to lose to the massive Rishonim against him. Now, the premise here is that it's Machlok. In other words, they're talking about basically the same case. Rebbeinu Gershom says, gotta go back to the beginning. Your master, go back to the beginning. Tosus says, no, your master, just go back to the bracha you're up to. What? The Beis Yosef even gives you a hint. You might already now ask yourself, am I convinced that they're arguing with each other? Are they talking about the same case? Now, what case was Tosus talking about? The scorpion, right? I was mafsik to the scorpion. What case of Rebbeinu Gershom talking about? I was mafsik, in what way? To shrooms, right? The obvious difference is, right, reshus means I have permission to, I'm supposed to run away with the scorpion. I am not supposed to discuss the Yankees and the angels. Sach means I have conversation.
So Avop, Beis Yosef himself says, well, Avop Yesh L'chalek, you could distinguish, you can make a chiluk. Hani Apsak with Avop Birshos. Those are cases where I did it permissibly. The Ha'chad Yeshalo Birshos. In this case where Gershon was forbidden, I was not shmuzing. That's true.
You did the wrong thing, but why would I?
That's not a reason, says the Beis Yosef, to make him go back to the beginning.
Okay, you shouldn't have been mafsik. But what am I saying? Hefsik is a hefsik. You made a break in Milui Shmonas, right? And that's if hefsik only mandates going back to the beginning of the bracha, so that's all a hefsik mandates. Why is it? Why should it matter? Ain't no inyan. It's irrelevant whether you were allowed to or not. So what Talmud Rabbeinu Gershom said? How do you respond? How could you respond based on the Rambam? Maybe Rabbi Gershom could say,
That short answer is all like kind of one continuous thing, because if you're talking to your friend, you're obviously not thinking
The Beis Yosef is absolutely correct that technically, if you look at the level of technical hefsek, and once something happened in the middle, does that disconnect me from the beginning? Sort of the technical logistics of hefsek. Yeah, why does it matter whether it was mutter or asur? Lemaisa said there was a hefsek, there was a break. If taking a break doesn't disconnect what the davening I'm about to do from the davening I did before, so that it didn't break it. True. In terms of the technical logistics of mechanics of hefsek, it shouldn't matter whether it was mutter or asur. It was a hefsek. It had nothing to do with the Shmoneh Esrei, right? I was running away from a scorpion. So if Hefsek doesn't cut the Shmoneh Esrei off entirely, then it doesn't. But Rabbi Gershom might say, that's true. But there's something much deeper than merely Hefsek. Yeah, if I ran away from a scorpion, so I ran away from a scorpion. But if I was schmoozing, that's what I was stressing before, and Beis Yosef himself says, this is Hefsek Shlo Bershom, stop this chit chat. I could be over the Fnei Hashem and say, I'm so sorry, does the scorpion have to run? That's running away from a scorpion is not a stira to having been up until this point. I was on the Hashem. We were told, I was told to the friend of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Then I said, yes, I better run away, there's a scorpion. Okay. As a matter of fact, there might even be hafsakos, which are aser, which are still not a stira to over the Hashem. Let's say a guy ran away from something that wasn't dangerous, just uncomfortable. You should have just stuck it out. There was a little water on the floor. There was like a harmless snake. I was supposed to stay. And I didn't. Maybe even there, Rabbi Gershom would say, you were on the Hashem, and then something happens. You walked away. It doesn't demonstrate that up until this point you weren't on the Hashem. You were. You were on the Hashem until something happened. Then you stepped away. And now you're back. But if you could schmooze, that's it. You're talking to Kodesh Baruch Hu and all of a sudden you're talking baseball with the guy next to you. Now you're fine. You want to talk baseball, that's fine. Everything, davar b'ita matov. But you're clearly not only with Nei Hashem if you're talking to your friend at baseball. And it could be a very good to say, that's a simon that you weren't open with Nei Hashem in the previous 10 seconds also. If you're cognizant of being in the presence of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, then it's not a havanah to start schmoozing with someone. Again, I to run away from a snake, or even to run away from something harmless, it may have been usher, but it wasn't. Sicha, schmoozing, belies any amidah of Nei Hashem that I might have claimed I'd had in the past. So that's nafkei number two, is that's why sicha poselas is called atfilah. Dafka Sicha, Rasha Enu Kain, Hefsek Acher, unlike some other Hefsek. And then, sorry? Right, it was Shalom Bershus, and not only Shalom Bershus, but it was like, you're just casually chit-chatting. Not like, there was a problem, I set to step away, it was uncomfortable, there was water, there was a snake, No, it's not, it's like, casually discretionary schmoozing. Yeah.
But we don't hold like that halacha l'maisa, right?
We don't hold like Rabbeinu Gershom, correct.
So does that mean we don't hold like the Rambam's interpretation of Kavanah Tefillah?
Excellent question. Excellent question. Excellent question. Inger is asking, one second, if we don't passen like in a Gershom, does that mean we don't accept the whole Yesod? So here's this interesting logical point that's important to be aware of. I can have a concept which may play itself out in various ways, but they're not all logically interdependent. In other words, I could hold of this psak is definitely based on the mothership. But just because I hold of the mothership doesn't mean I hold of every application. Rabbi Yehuda Gershom is saying, I think, that because tefillah is milas nei Hashem, therefore to have shmooze undoes any pretense of your davening have been milas nei Hashem. So we throw the whole thing in the garbage. Okay, but I could hold of the yisod without applying it the way he did. I could say no. Up until you spoke, you were milas nei Hashem. When you spoke, that was a break. It's a one-way, P implies Q, but it doesn't mean that Q implies P. As you know from right? Implication does not imply its inverse or converse. Right? So, but this is an application of here, but I could accept the Yisod without accepting all of the Nafka Minas. Number three, and number four. So let's talk outside. How many Chevra... How many of you got up to this Besos we just spoke about? Fantastic. Fantastic. So let's speak. How many of you saw the Gemara in Chavtes? Section Dalet and Hay in the Marmakos? Okay, so let's talk about this outside. Everybody knows. Gemara tells us in Masechta Shabbos that there are times when mentioning Shabbos Yom Tov in benching is likuva. And sometimes it's not. The Gemara says the rule is, if it's a day that I'm mechuyev to wash, if Shabbos or Yom Tov be mechayev to wash, so then if I didn't mention Shabbos Yom Tov in the benching, I have to go back. Because I'm not mechuyev to, I'm mechuyev to eat on Chol HaMoed, and maybe even to have Basar V'yayin. I'm mechuyev to eat on Rosh Chodesh, I can't fast. I'm not mechuyev to have a suda with pas. So that's why, good. So that's why if I left out Yalav Yav, I forgot, I was supposed to say Yalav Yav or Chabalai, if I left it out, I have to go back. But Shabbos or Yom Tov, mechuyev to have bread, so if I left out Ritei Yalav Yav, I've got to go back. Go back to where? Go back to where? So you go back, if you're ready in the fourth bracha, you have to go back to the beginning of benching. Wow, why is that? You know, I'm still benching. In Shmoneh Esrei, it doesn't work that way. Shmoneh Esrei, the Gemara says in Brachas, Tav Chavtas, number one, if I'm in the middle of the Shmoneh Esrei, I realize I'm in the middle of Ritzei, and I realize I didn't say the same time until the Brach and Baruch Hawaii. So I don't go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei, I just go back to the Brach and I'm up to. I just go back to Baruch Hawaii. I messed up Baruch Aleinu. I left that Pesach Tam Atar Bracha. That's a critical theme. I left it in the wintertime, asking for rain. She'el as Geshamim is a critical theme of Baruch Aleinu. So if I left that a critical theme, I wasn't Yotze that Bracha. So I have to repeat Baruch Aleinu. And since the Brachas from Esther have to be said in order, I have to say all the Brachas after that as well. If I wasn't Yotze Baruch Aleinu the first time, then I wasn't Yotze Tzkab Shofar the first time either, because it was out of order. Okay. But I'm still in the middle of the Shmoneh Esrei, right? And, you know, I don't have to go back. I'm only chozer lower rosh once I'm done with my Shmoneh Esrei and I step away from it. So then the Shmoneh Esrei is a unit. Then if it turns out I left out same amount of the bracha, once I'm done with Shmoneh Esrei, then I have to repeat the whole thing. Kol zman though that I'm still in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, just go back to the bracha you messed up on. The Gemara goes on to say bracha tafchav tesvim days. Not only if I'm still in Ritzei Sim Shalom, even if I'm saying a kind of tzar, which is not a legally required part of Shmoneh Esrei, right? But as Gemara said, if you're ragil, lomar tachanun, after tefilosof, you're in the habit, it's a very holy habit, of saying additional tefilos after the official tefilos, I say additional tachanunim, like a kind of tzar,
after I'm done with the formal tefillah, the formal esrei, still you're considered to be in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, and you just go back to Baruch Hashem. Correct the Raivid. Yes, it's a kasha of the Rambam, sort of a kasha of the Gemara. The Rambam is really quoting the Gemara Daf Memtes in Maseches Brachos, that by benching, as we said, you're in the middle of Hakel Avinu Malkeinu, and you go, oops, I left that Ratei Av Yavo, go back to where? Why not just go back to Rachel? No, go back to the beginning. Why? Well, because the core benching is really the first three brachos. So once you're already in Harachamon, even in the fourth bracham, you're already done with the core benching. The core benching, the fourth bracham was later takana because of what happened in Beitar Yavna. The main benching, the real mitzvah benching, the rice is the first three brachos. Says the Raivin, I don't get it. But the guy says Harachamon all the time. Even better, he's not. Does he say the fourth bracha? He's mechuyim b'drabanan to say the fourth bracha of benching. They say, I'm sorry, you're done with the three core brachas of benching, you're done. You're done. If you messed up, gotta go back to the beginning again. Whereas, if I'm in the l'kai mitzor, which is highly recommended, but not formally a chiyuv, you still feel a shmashter, you go back to the bracha you messed up with. I don't understand why, how that makes any sense. It's as though Shemona Esrei is extendable in a way that Birkas Hamazon is not. Why? Well, here's another problem. The din is on Yom Kippur, one of the surahs, first mission, last paragraph of Yom Kippur, of Masechet Yehuda tells us that on Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to bathe for pleasure. Rechitza does. The Gemara tells me if it's rechitza for it, then I'm dirty, I could wash off the dirt. Rechitza latanug is forbidden. If my hands are soiled, or spiritually soiled, and then the last morning, then that's a mukhtar. Fellow uses the bathroom, so post can say his hands are in any way soiled, of course you wash your hands. Let's say your hands are entirely clean. Hands are entirely clean. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes, Shachar quotes, well, based on Hakos Maimini, well, if you're planning to daven, you have to wash your hands to prepare your hands are biologically clean, but you have to wash your hands as a preparation for daven. What's the obvious problem with that? It's Yom Kippur. You're always daven. You're always about to daven. It's Yom Kippur. So Taz says, well, we're talking about the one time when you're coming out of the bathroom and not about to daven Yom Kippur is you can't. Well, you can daven later. Okay, the break. But the biggest break is at night. Right? You came home from Meyer. You're going to go to sleep. You can use the bathroom before you go to sleep. In the morning, you're going to wash your hands before chakras anyhow. So if your hands are dirty, of course you wash them. But what do you mean? If your hands are clean, so then you're not about to miss follow. But don't. Frek the Taz, I don't understand, even at night, or even during the break, but you're going to say, Asha Yatzar, why don't you wash your hands for that? So why is Shemoneh Esrei extendable in a way that benching is not? Why does Shemoneh Esrei need hand washing formally, even if your hands are clean, in a way that Asha Yatzar does not? So Ari Leif HaBaranshe, Talmud of the Brisk Rav, gives an answer to the first question, which I believe also answers the second question, and that is, he says, it goes back to here, because tefillah is not a question of saying certain texts. Benching is a mitzvah u'merach, to say the brachas. So once you finish the first three brachas, you're done with benching. Whatever you say afterwards is additional things you say after benching. They're not part of the benching. Benching, Birkas HaMazon, is not extendable. You can say other things after Birkas HaMazon. But tefillah is not a mitzvah to say 18, 19 brachas. It's being omen lefnei Hashem. Well, I could continue to be omen lefnei Hashem afterwards by doing my own davening. I'm not mechuyev to say this, but I'm continuing if the act is omen lefnei Hashem. I'm being omen lefnei Hashem. Yes, Asher Yatzar is a bracha. But if you look at Hagadah Maimonides, the source for this, you have to wash in advance. The idea of preparing yourself to dress for davening,
to wash for davening is hikon likras elokafi Yisrael, prepare to go meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's specific to Shmona Esrei. So there you have more nafkaminas. You have the extendability. You have the hikon, the idea of hachana. You don't have to tuck in your shirt and put on a jacket for Asher Yatzar. Or for that matter, probably for Birkas HaMazon either. But if I'm going to daven, that's Simon Tzadiyah. If I'm going to say Shmon Esrei, I'm going to come face to face, so to speak, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I got to put myself together. I have to put myself together in light of that. And finally,
that was 3 and 4.
3 was the extendability. You didn't see Birkas HaMazon and Shmon Esrei in terms of Chozer LaRosh. Number 4 was in Tehillah Sedayim, the need for Tehillah Sedayim, your hands are clean for Shmon Esrei as opposed to Asher Yatzar. And finally, but we should probably pick up with finally tomorrow, because I've already held you too long, and you have a walk to get back. So, Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow we will begin maybe the morning by bringing this home, bring this back to a unique din of shofar, and we'll take a look as well at the practical question which we began yesterday, which is how you make sense of which tefillah is it. So, Mitzvah tomorrow at 10 o'clock. We'll start the morning by finishing the sugya.